I think if you're Bruno Fernandes, if you're Bernardo Silva, you want to be lining up and looking across at Cristiano Ronaldo. And even more to the point, if you're an opposition player and you're looking across, you don't want to see Ronaldo.
Well, join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball. With Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up on today's GAA Daily, what's next for Davy Fitzgerald, Limerick captain Declan Hannan on facing Cork, and a look ahead to the All-Ireland Camogie quarterfinals. But first, Davy Fitzgerald is being linked with both the Galway job and the Dublin job. The Clare man announced he was stepping away from Waterford after two seasons at the helm, despite having another year left on his term. It's been suggested that Dublin boss Micheál Donoghue could take over as Galway boss after Henry Shefflin confirmed yesterday that he was standing down. The Kilkenny man was in charge of Galway for nearly 3 years, reaching the All-Ireland semi-finals in his first 2 years, but failing to get out of Leinster this year. It's also been suggested that Shefflin could take over as Waterford manager. Speaking after last month's defeat to Dublin, Shefflin was open about considering his future.
You put a lot into this and it can, you know, can really... And you just weigh up your family and everything like that that goes into it. So for us, though, it's that's why we do sport. Like, you know, you ask... It's easy to sit at home and watch the TV and do these things, but you have to front up and go out there. And that's what I decided to do. But your family put a lot into it and, you know, there's a lot of things that kind of go around.
Here's what the Newsround team thought of the possibility of Davy Fitz taking over Dublin, Micheál Donoghue taking over Galway, and Henry Shefflin taking over Waterford on last night's Off The Ball.
Okay, so are we saying Henry bides his time, maybe is the next Kilkenny manager in a couple of years, Micheál Donoghue goes back to Galway and Davy goes to Dublin?
Davy to Dublin, I hadn't thought of that. I would.
But where else is Davy going to go?
Davy might not necessarily have another county job in him. He can't just do it forever, you know.
He's looking at Dublin.
He's been at it since 2008 now. Like, it's been a long time. Maybe he could do a good job in Dublin, to be honest.
Davy will be managing club teams in 30 years.
Oh, I don't think he's going to get out of coaching. I just don't know if he can do the inter-county thing forever.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's a... Is it a career... Is it one of those things that people do, like
Mickey Hart,
Warnock style?
I think Mickey Hart would say, keep going, Davy.
Mickey Hart's only on a second county, though.
He's third, actually. Has Davy not made it a career more than anyone?
No, he has, absolutely. But it's been... His first job was in 2008. How long ago was that now? We're coming up on 20 years, like, you know. Yeah. I don't think it would say a lot for the game if we go on a full merry-go-round here, if Henry goes to Waterford.
I'm just joking, really.
No, but I would think Henry will go to Waterford, and I would think Micheál Donoghue goes to back to Galway. And if what's the odd one out is Davy goes back to Dublin, then it doesn't say a lot about us bringing true new coaches in the game.
Meanwhile, on the hurling pod on Off The Ball, James Skehill was asked if he'd become part of Davy Fitzgerald's backroom team if Davy became the Galway boss.
90% of the tweets that we received overnight, Skehill, were, I wonder will Skehill go in his backroom team when he goes to Galway?
I'd rather a coach out. I'm sorry now. I can't stress that enough. No. Don't let him near the place. Straight up now. And I know this will go public, and I don't care.
You are on a podcast, so go on.
Yeah, either I sit by and let it happen or I say something. So no, don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. End of story.
Limerick captain Declan Hannan says they can't wait to face Cork again. The sides go head-to-head on Sunday in the All-Ireland Hurling Championship semi-final in Croke Park. Cork have beaten Limerick in the Munster Championship in an epic encounter in Páirc Uaibh. Hannan says Cork deserved their win on the day and they've taken the learnings from that performance.
And how much of the game in the Munster series will you look back on against Cork? Obviously it was there that day in Páirc Uaibh and the celebrations were something else.
They were, of course, and supporters are... They're brilliant. Like, you look around a lot of the games this year, there was pitch invasions after a lot of the matches, which is brilliant. Like, I mean, we were all young before and ran into the field and tried to meet our idols who were playing the match that day and trying to get the photo or, you know, them to sign your jersey or your hurley or whatever. But looking back, the game in Páirc Uaibh for a neutral, I suppose, was amazing to watch. Obviously, when you're involved, we came out the wrong side, so we were disappointed. I suppose Cork were full value for the win that day. Only for Nicky Quaid, probably in the first half, we'd have been 10 or 15 points behind. Like, he pulled off two or three unbelievable saves that he just does all the time. Just probably a lot of learnings from us from that game, which is good. If we perform the way we did that day, we'll be beaten again. So we have a lot to work on, but you know, if we perform the way we can, I'm sure we'll be there with a shout.
And in terms of having that as an evening game, like the atmosphere, like, I don't know if I've ever remember an atmosphere like that. Maybe All-Ireland final day. Yeah. But other than that, that was just incredible. Do you think there should be more like evening games, like Saturday evening, maybe even Friday evenings?
Yeah, I think so. Even for players, in terms of from a recovery point of view, it's great having the Saturday evening game. You're done, you're off Sunday. You know, when you're playing on a Sunday, you're probably late home, you're up early for work the next day. Like, you know, you miss out a full day of trying to recover. But Saturday evening games are brilliant. Even for supporters, I think they can go out, enjoy themselves, go to the yeah. match, not have to worry about getting up early the next day with the kids or their families or going to work. But yeah, in terms of atmosphere as well, it has been fantastic. We played Waterford last year in Limerick. On a Saturday evening, it was brilliant. Mm. We played Cork a couple of times in Parky Weaver, and it's been fantastic as well. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of positives from the Saturday evening games, right?
Yeah.
Friday even might be a bit of a stretch maybe for lads with work and everything. Yeah. But yeah, Saturday evenings are really, really good.
The All-Ireland Camogie quarterfinals form part of double headers with the hurling semi-finals this weekend. Dublin face Kilkenny on Saturday for the Kilkenny and Clare showdown. Dublin's Emma O'Byrne can't wait to run out in Croke Park.
It's a great opportunity to be able to play double header with the hurlers, and hopefully now with the integration it'll be more of a norm now coming into the future, eventually when the integration does happen.
Yeah, was that an added excitement and buzz about the team when you knew you were coming to Croke Park? It's going to be a double header, there's going to be a big crowd.
Yeah, definitely. There was massive excitement in the group, and I think it's hopefully we do get a good support out from Dublin. Yeah, so it's really exciting.
Galway and Waterford's last day clash is the opening game in headquarters on Sunday. Here's Galway's Áine Keane on the significance of the Camogie quarterfinals forming part of double headers with the hurling semi-finals.
It must be nice to be here in Croke Park, and I suppose thinking about the weekend and probably putting things through in your head of what it's going to be like when you're out on the pitch.
Yeah, look, obviously it's lovely to be here, A-Day, but obviously, yeah, Sundays, it's going to be A-Day against playing Croke Park. It's a special day, you know. Obviously, would have been with the lads game as well. You know, and that's promised to be a fantastic game with Limerick and Cork. Hopefully the atmosphere will be good, and yeah, it's going to be a great day, hopefully.
Yeah, what does it mean to you and to players to be able to have a double header?
I think it means a lot. It really, I suppose, publicises our game and kind of pushes up us up a small bit, you know, and makes us, you know, I suppose, feel more worthy, I suppose, in one sense, you know, and not, maybe not worthy is right, probably not the right word, but, you know, that we are kind of the same. So, yeah, like, it's promised to be a sellout here, I think, on Sunday, so hopefully, you know, I think it's 4 o'clock that hurling game is starting, so hopefully the Limerick and Cork support, I know neither Limerick nor Cork are in the quarterfinal with us, but, you know, as a neutral, I hope they come in early and support us and get behind us and create a good atmosphere.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.